So you're making a couple plays out there. Do you feel like you were doing, you're playing at a high level today?
I try to. You know, it's a lot of information. You know, just try to go out there and, you know, be exact about what I'm going to do. You know, and then try to, you know, after a while, it's with so much thinking you can do, and then go play football. So just trying to work every day.
How much is that thinking, and how much is reacting?
A little bit of both, you know, when, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, you're comfortable with, but, you know, right now it's a time where everybody's learning everything and we're trying to, you know, get more and more installed in. So you have to, like, know what we put in yesterday and get ready for something new the next day. And, you know, it's just about building each day. So you get to, you know, read and react, but, you know, every day is a learning process. So.
Well, that's it. How much of the book are you into?
Oh, man, we're in a good bit of it right now. You know, it feels good to be able to be here and being able to have this much on our plate right now because, you know, we're out here working and, you know, we're really excited about the work that we have, you know, to keep going. So, you know, it's just a stepping stone every day.
So you're getting a chance to work with some of the first team guys on offense and special teams. What veterans are you looking at? Who are you learning a lot from right now?
You know, it depends, you know. You know, with the linebackers, I always talk to Kevin a lot. You know, Kevin gives me a lot of pointers. You know, and then when I go down, I work with Andre Carter a lot and Lamar Houston. You know, those guys, they help me as far as, you know, using my hands and whatnot. So it's a good deal being able to be around a lot of older guys who can really help you, you know, become a greater player, you know, and it's only going to help the team in the long run.
You're going to have a situation when you leave this camp where they don't see you again for a while and you don't see them, and the CBA says you're not supposed to be with the team. And you have to, but what do you do on your own to make sure that none of this stuff slips away?
Oh, man, you first of all, you take good notes, you know, and then after taking good notes, and, you know, during that three-week period or four-week period, you know, you just stay in your notes and stay. You have to continue to, you know, prepare yourself for going to football. You're not just going on vacation, you know. There's expectations when we come back, you know, there's a weight expectation and also, you know, being able to know your stuff because we're going to hit this thing going 100 miles an hour like Coach said. So for you to, you know, go home and slack, you know, that'd be just doing yourself and the team an injustice. So, you know, staying in shape, eating well, and, you know, just being ready to go when the time comes.
Will you go home with Film Yourself DVDs that that were taken here that you can refer to and that kind of thing?
No, I mean, for me, I'm gonna take my notes, you know, try to – a coach always emphasizes on taking notes and being exact and direct with your notes so that, you know, when you go home, you'll have something else to look at. So that way, you know, you're not just home for however long time and then you come back and it's like, oh, crap, now we'll start over again. You know, you want to get here and be ready to go as if there was no time off.
Is that something you did in college too? Were
yes.
You a big note taker then?
Big note taker, yeah. Big note and film guy. You know, that's playing linebacker. You have to be able to, you know, do that. You know, you're just like the quarterback on defense. You know, you have to know what's going on. You have to know where everybody is around you. And really, you have to understand what the offense is trying to do based on where you're lined up.
So, did you call plays?
Where? At UConn?
Yeah,
I did the last 2 years.
So that kind of keeps you involved, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A bit there, and it makes you feel like maybe it keeps your attention a little
right.
bit more. Just that.
It does, you know, because, you know, when you move around in defense, you have to understand more. And when you understand more, you start to understand why certain things are happening, why people are where they're at. And then once you understand everything that's happening from a defensive standpoint, you can start to understand what they're trying to do to you schematically on offense. So it all ties in together.
Big square pants.
Yeah, man. So
fan?
I'm a big pajama pants collector. It's just me. I have a bunch of them. I like to wear them. I'm comfortable in them, so that's what I do. A little different.
This team struggled defending the run for a long time now. You know, but you're not a part of that. There's a ton of new players. But the change in the middle with Sims and Walker and having the gaps fit correctly by the linebackers is something they've talked a lot about. Is that something that you can't really see it out in the field because there's no contact, but are you seeing it in the film room? Are you seeing gaps filled? Are you seeing those two interior guys being a force?
Oh, yeah, man. The D-line, they're working their tails off, man. And, you know, everybody's working on both sides. And I'm kind of excited about, you know, what we have and what we're working towards because right now, you know, we're laying the foundation of something really special. And, you know, the foundation with any side of the ball, if you look at offense or defense, it starts with the big guys up front. So, you know, glad to see, you know, that they're working in there. When the defensive line, you know, does well, that makes everybody else do well. You know, same way with, you know, offense. If the offensive line is doing well, then you can do anything, you know. So, stepping stones.